101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. It's January 4th, 2016, and you're listening to a program called The Burrow. That is the greatest conclusion to a song of all time. And I'm not going to put that up for debate. This program is called The Burrow, on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Andy Resto. The Burrow is a show where I play post-punk noise music and try to get some interviews, etc. What I figured I'd do for the opening of 2016 is kind of reconnect with thematic elements of the show, which I feel like at times could get off track. So The Burrow itself takes its name from a story by Franz Kafka about a rodent-type creature who lives underground and is trying to build his home and becomes completely obsessed with it and digs deeper and deeper into the ground, gets incredibly paranoid, at times doesn't even live there because he's afraid of it. So it's this intense love for the burrow, which in fact is almost indistinguishable from the hatred he ends up feeling for it, and ends up getting paranoid, thinking that there is something that is following him, trying to destroy his home, which may or may not be himself. And the story kind of ends without any resolution, which is typical of Kafka. Anyhow, I figured for this opening episode of the new year to kind of reconnect with that idea of isolation, alienation in music, and tried to put together a bit of a playlist that I think this kind of anxiety and alienation is very apparent. Opened up with For Dinner, the track For Dinner off of Spiderland, Slint's classic 1992 record. And I'm going to move on to some Jandek now. Chair Beside a Window is the first full length that Jandek put out, who he's a bit of an illusory figure, but has released dozens of records since and has his own label called Corewood Industries. This, however, is the opening track of his opening record, and it's called Down in a Mirror.
We can't deny their spirits in this house. You shut the door, the wind closes to someday I would take hold your hand and let it be. In the sky. Listen to me now, a light in the corridor, glimmering in front of you, it reflects on you somehow, but smells to me of failure. You can grasp what's staring right at you. Gracefully back on the couch, your closest younger version, following your every move, we watch flesh on flesh melt down, massaging our raging bones. How did my hands get this way? It can't be true. And exhausted, too sentimental, thinking I knew you, when it's heaven so much you neck
I Did, I Done, Come Undone. That is Lydia Lunch off of her, I don't know, EP, I guess, called In Limbo, which came out back in, I want to say, 1981 or so. Great, great record. All of it is along those same lines. A bit eerie, spooky, but Lydia Lunch's voice, incomparable, I would say. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Before Lydia was a new discovery of mine, a woman named Heather Lee, or Heather Lay, L-E-I-G-H, had an album come out in 2015 called I Abused Animal. And I am crazy about it at the moment. The song is called Passionate Reluctance. It was a cappella, but in the record, it is 7 tracks, and there are plenty of distorted, unsettling guitars and siren-type noises, those kind of things. And it is a great record. I imagine a very cold, gray hallways and apartment buildings with, like, sheets, like a bed that's not made and the sheets are a bit rumpled, maybe like a glass of water spilled on the floor, something along those lines. Heather Lee, L-E-I-G-H, I Abused Animal, great record. Jandek was before that with Down in a Mirror, talking about a spirit hanging around inside of a house, looking on a table where someone seems to be laid out and draped over with a white cloth. And being that the album's called Chair Beside a Window, I kind of imagined him writing this song sitting by a window, that there's this pale light coming in, and he's staring at some corpse lying on a table in an otherwise empty room. After a brief break here to get some messages, we are going to hear a track from a soundtrack that just came out recently called Last House on Dead End Street. It's an old hacker flick, I guess, slasher flick. Don't know much about the movie, but the soundtrack is wild. It's very creepy, and I feel like it's along the lines of Lydia Lunch and Heather Lee, as we have heard thus far. David Fanshaw did a lot of the compositions here, and the song is called Destructive Powers. That will be on the other side here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Thank you. Thank you. Since that time before the night. arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12-year-olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
CITR 11.9 FM is the station, and the show is called The Burrow, hosted by myself, Andy Resto, every week from 3 to 4 p.m. And this week's edition has been an attempt to refigure or revisit the thematic elements of the show as a whole, based upon its namesake, The Burrow being a story by Kafka about alienation, about animals building homes, living underground, etc. The paranoia of noises, physical noises, and noises that you create for yourself within your own head. Anyhow, I hope you've enjoyed the music thus far. What we just heard was Frog Eyes, a group from Victoria / Vancouver. The Bloody Hand was an album that came out, I want to say 2007 or 8, and the track is called Tyranny of Sight and Tyranny of Seeing. When you think about your own vision and seeing things, you are actually tyrannical. It is, you are the literally the only, I shouldn't say the term literally, you are the only thing, living thing on the planet that is seeing what you are seeing at any given moment in the exact same way. Tyranny of Sight and Tyranny of Seeing. Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld. Their record on Constellation Records from last year is called Never Were the Way She Was. And the opening track, Sun Roars Into View, was the classical bit that you heard in there. Last quarter of the show, I'm going to close out with first Tom Waits off of Mule Variations, What's He Building? A nice spoken word piece from Tom. Mule Variations came out in 97, and people consider this somewhat of a classic and one of Waits' best. I disagree, only in the sense that it's pretty much Bone Machine 2, Bone Machine having come out in 1992, including the song What's He Building that I'm going to play. The Ocean Doesn't Want Me is a song on Bone Machine that is the exact same style and take. Anyhow, Bone Machine is my favorite Waits record. I am going to play What's He Building from Mule Variations, however, just to completely oppose everything I just said. And then to close the show, I have a long track. It's 13 minutes. We'll see how much of it we get to before Jade shows up for a little bit of soul on every Monday at 4 p.m. J.B. Smith is a blues singer who... and literally just a singer, so all of the songs are just his voice and just lyrics, all written to the same rhythm. They're long pieces that he composed and then recorded while he was serving a lifetime 99-year prison sentence for murdering his wife when he was a young man, and then served... I can't tell you how much of the sentence he served, but ended up finding music, writing music, and recording it while in prison. So there was a compilation, I guess, of sorts of his songs that came out, I want to say early 2015, called No More Good Time in the World for Me, and I will play the title track of that collection. With that backstory, it becomes a little bit more disconcerting, but it's straightforward blues music otherwise. Alrighty, thank you all for listening. Jade is up next, a little bit of soul. This is Tom Waits here on CITR 101.9 FM.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
No more good time in the world for me. No more good time, buddy, oh man, in the wide, wide world for me. Also, I'm a lifetime skinner. Never will go free. Well, I'm a lifetime skinner, oh, buddy. And I never will go free. There's no more good time, buddy. The wide, wide world for me. Lifetime Skinner, oh, oh, oh Skinner, hold up your head, where you may get a pardon if you don't drop dead. Well, you may get a pardon, oh, old man, if you don't drop dead. Oh, a lifetime skinner, partner, hold up your head. I've been on this old brassy, hey, partner, so jump in long, and I don't know what side of the river, oh boy, my home is on. Don't know what side of the river, oh man, oh boy, my home is on. I've been down on this river, and so jumping along. Well, I done lose all my good time. Oh, about to lose my mind. I can hear my back door slamming, partner. I hear my baby crying. Yeah, I hear my back door slamming, man. I hear my baby crying. I done lose all my good time, partner. Now I'm about to lose my mind. You can go head on and marry a woman. Little girl, don't wait on me. I got from now on, baby, to eternity. Well, I got from now on, woman, oh girl, to eternity. You can go ahead on and marry, don't you wait on me. If I ever get lucky, hey, man, pay the debt I owe. Oh, boy, I won't be guilty. Oh, the charge no more. And I won't be guilty. No, this charge no more. If I ever get lucky, pay the debt I owe. If I ever go free, buddy, I'm just gonna walk and tell about this lowland and brassy. It's a burning hell. Well, this lowland brassy, partner, sure is burning hell. Ever go free, man, just gonna walk and tell. Little boy, why you keep on running? You just keep running on your mind. Captain, I never had nothing. That old run in time. Well, I never had nothing, Captain. This old run in time. That's why I keep on running. Just keep running on home. My. Little girl, make your bed up high, yo, woman. Let your hair grow long. Oh, I'll be by to see you if I don't stay long. Well, I'll be by to see you, woman, if I can't stay long. Make your bed up higher, woman. Let your hair grow long. Well, if I ever make it right up, ever make it to the danger line, I'm gonna be long gone, partner. Gonna be hard to find. Well, I'm gonna be long gone, rider. Sure be hard to find. If I ever make it cross that danger line, if you looking for heaven, looking for heaven, you better go ahead by. But if you looking for trouble, you can stop and try. Well, if you're looking for trouble, oh, 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 man, you can stop and try. But if you're looking for heaven, you better go ahead by. Got your piece of pistol, rider.